God's gonna turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around. Turn it around.
Feel defeat. ask you one question tonight. Is there anybody in this building sure? Are you sure that you're hanging in Jesus? If you know you're sure, just wave your hand like that for me tonight. Lord. And fellas of y'all, oh man, I want y'all to ease up to the mic and help me tonight when I say, are you sure? One of these old days you got to leave this old world. And I don't want it to be said that I didn't see his face. But I don't know about you, but I know about me tonight. My soul is anchored. If you know you're sure tonight, why don't you wave your hand for me?
You're catching the wave in HD2 sound with tight acoustic bass.
Can't fix it. Nobody can. Thank you, Lord. If Jesus can't fix it, no, nobody can. Y'all know what? He fixed it for Paul and Silas when they were bound in jail. Fixed it for Daniel in the lion's den. The woman with the issue of blood, she was sick for a long time. Can we tell you, if Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Oh, if Jesus,
thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus,
can't fix it, oh, yeah, nobody can.
How many believe that?
Oh, if Jesus,
can he sing a verse?
Nobody can.
Take your time and sing it, man.
If Jesus can't fix it, nobody can. Good God Almighty, oh, if Jesus can't fix it, hey. Can I tell you what he did for me? I said he picked me up. Said he turned me around. Placed my feet on solid ground. Jesus can't fix. No. On the verge of giving up. Somebody here tonight got sugar diabetes. Somebody here been free of cancer. I stop by to let you know, it's by the grace of God that we still living. We stop by here in North Carolina to let you know, if mama can't do it, daddy can't do it, then no. No. No.
Nobody can.
Sometimes we depend on man, but I come to find out
nobody can.
The same man that say they love
you, nobody can.
They end up backstab you in the back.
Nobody can.
The same man that said they'll be there to the end, they'll leave you hanging on the sidewalk.
Nobody can.
The same old man said they'll give you a dollar.
Nobody can.
And they didn't come through for you.
Nobody
but can.
Can
I tell you about that man Jesus? If you look to the hills, from which comes
nobody
your help?
Can.
All of your help come from the Lord.
Nobody
all
can.
Of your help come from the Lord.
Nobody
anybody
can.
Believe it? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Sometimes we got to taste on the Lord.
Oh,
we taste
can.
On the wrong things sometimes. Sometimes
nobody
in life,
can.
We got to go to our secret closet to tell God all about.
Nobody can.
No, no.
Oh, nobody can.
No, no, no.
Nobody can.
Tell somebody. Tell somebody. No, no,
nobody can.
No, no,
oh, nobody can.
No, no,
nobody can.
I may be worshipers I got in the house tonight. Do I got to be real true worshipers in the house? Could we just stand for a minute? Somebody came looking for something. Somebody came expecting something tonight. Somebody looking for a financial blessing. Somebody looking for a healing blessing right now. Somebody's in here hurting right now. When it all said and done,
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Jesus will.
Jesus
will.
Jesus will.
Then when it get real good to you, you can call your friend and tell him, the more I call,
the more I call.
The more I call,
the more I call,
Jesus,
Jesus,
the better, Lord,
the better I feel.
When they get all in your bones, you can tell them, the more I call,
the more I call.
Jesus.
victory. You are listening to the number one quartet station in the world, the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave on the NFI.
Let your blood come, heal this place. Erase, take away anything not like you.
Let your blood come. Come and heal this pain. He reigns. He reigns. Take away. Take away. That's Bishop Paul S. Morton. We are live from the NFI studios here in Raleigh, North Carolina. It's always my pleasure, and how many know the whole.
I was lost in my own world, feeling really confused. Didn't care about anything, I felt so abused. One day I looked up to where my help comes from. Told the Lord about my problems, but it was already done. He cares.
Holiness Church NFI radio broadcast. We believe in God-powered preaching, sound doctrine teaching, and hallelujah praise. Join us with an open heart and a listening ear, and let a friend know we are on the air. Please pray for Overseer William Eli Radcliffe as he gives us a divine word from heaven. Now, Pastor Radcliffe.
His churches. You can wear jeans, nice shirts, tennis shoes. But come out next Sunday. We have an awesome speaker. He's by the name of Mr. Bobby Harrington. He has a wonderful message. He does a lot of work in the mental health community. He's a personal friend of mine, and he is a great young man, and he has a wonderful story that you will not want to miss. So come out next Sunday for our Youth Sunday. Hot dogs, chips, and drinks will be served after church. So you do get a snack. That means old folks wait for the children to eat first, and then we'll get y'all out the way too. Amen?
All right. Did you hear what the mother said? The mother said, get ready, get ready, get ready. Get ready, get ready, get ready. She was talking about for the future. I'm talking about for now. Because children, are you ready to get on the gospel ship? Because the man of God coming just to preach the word. Not any man of God, but our own personal man of God. Our pastor. A preaching man. And if y'all push him and get behind him, you will see him step and dance all over the floor. So it depends on how hard you want him to preach on how he's going to preach this morning. Because the Holy Ghost is going to use him in a way. But can you push him over the top? Because he's going to the top. But can you push him over the top? Pastor, preach the word. And you know I'm pushing you over the top. Next voice after the choir comes will be none other than our pastor, Reverend Reckon. Preach the word.
Pastor, morning, church. Let's start out by giving God a hand. Clap your hands, all you people. Let everything that have breath do what? We will bless the Lord when? And his praises shall continually be where? Come on, stand to your feet, clap your hands, all you people. Hands to clap, eyes to see, legs to walk, feet to stand on, run if you want to, shout if you want to, clap your hands, all you people. Glory to God, glory to God. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Oh, just a blessing to be able to clap our hands and give praise to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. It is indeed a privilege and an honor to stand and speak to you from God's holy, sacred, and divine word. Now that we've given God a hand, let's give the Eli Radcliffe singers and the musicians a hand. We want them to keep singing and clapping those hands every first and fourth Sunday from now on. Come on, let's give them another hand clap. And we're in the process of getting our music ministry back. That may take us a little while, but the Eli is going to be here every first and fourth Sunday, even if I have to play for them. They still know how to sing Take Me Back. They still know how to sing Nero, My God, to Thee. They still know how to sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But it's only what you do for Christ that will last. It's only what you do for Christ that will count. So even if it was with not any music, if it come from the heart, God is well pleased. Come on, let's give God another hand. Give yourself a hand. Paul said, I can do all things. All things. Through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. And the people of God said, amen. Many times I've read or I've watched television a segment and where people had to get a consumer service agency to help them with various troubles. And that agency is called Five on your side. They would run and do an investigation if necessary to help people with all kinds of and various troubles, especially when it comes to contractors and builders. Am I right about it? Five on your side will run that investigation and find out something that wasn't built properly. It wasn't done right. And people have become a victim of fraudulent schemes and deception. Can I get a witness? Well, this morning, the message that I'm going to speak about is a message that is about God's house. Come on, let me hear you say God's house. See, God's house, the church. Let me hear you say the church. See, God's house, the church. In our house, our lives that we live. You don't have one life to live. Let me hear you say the church. Let me hear you say my life. That's what we are going to talk about. See, but my Christian friends, I'm not talking about a church building that we worship in, nor am I talking about homes that we may live in. But the kind of building that I'm referring to, I want you to know that this morning that it's a home, a house, if it's going to be built right, I'm going to say that again, if it's going to be built right, if it is going to stay right, we don't need help from five on our side. But we do need help from three on our side. I know you say, well, what are you talking about, Pastor? Well, there's three that I'm talking about that need to be on your side, my side, our side. It's none but God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. If you've got those three on your side, you can make it through life. Can I get a witness? See, the greatest need that we have doesn't come from five on your side, but the three on your side. The greatest need that we have in this life is deliverance from sin.
Come on.
Can I get a witness? See, when we have God on our side, he said he would never leave us nor forsake us, even to the end of the world. Now, let me go to the sermonic text. The sermonic text comes from the book of Psalms 127, and just one verse 1. Those of you that have your Bibles, you want to turn to Psalms 27, verse 1. Or it's on the screen. I'm going to read it from the King James Version. And it reads on this wise. Except the Lord. Let me hear you say the Lord. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord keep the city, the watchman waketh but in vain. Except the Lord builds the house. Except he watches over the city. I'm not talking about law enforcement. I'm not talking about five on your side. I'm not talking about friends and family. But except the Lord protect us and watch over our lives each and every day, in the schools, on our jobs, or in the grocery stores, wherever danger may come, anytime, anywhere. Can I get a witness? Except the Lord builds the house, and except his watchman watch over our cities, everything else is going to be in vain. Let me say, do you say in vain? See, Psalms 127 warns us that it is useless to construct, now I'm talking about a spiritual house, without depending on the Lord. Evangelist Waddell, give him a hand. Isn't he looking good this morning? We thank God for him presiding. See, we may not be in the construction business, but we must strive each and every day of our lives to live and learn, just like you're doing right there in God's house and listening at his preached word. We each and every day of our lives to live and learn more about God and his ways, which are not our ways. His thoughts, which are not our thoughts. But we have his word. We have a roadmap. How many of you want to go to heaven when you die? And I hope that we all can say that if this tabernacle were dissolved, we have another building not made by man. Man will put his mind, man will put his hand, man will put his ways in everything. But it takes those that are spiritual minded to know the difference. The church has a responsibility. And the only way that we're going to fulfill our destiny and our responsibility is to be rooted, let me hear you say rooted, and grounded in the Lord. Can I get a witness? I don't want my living to be in vain. That's the title of this message. Tell somebody, I don't want my living to be in vain. There is a distinct difference between the church building and the church that lives inside of us. Can I get a witness? See, God is coming back for born again believers. Can I get a witness? He's coming back for a church. Not building, not built with wood and bricks and mortar and a bunch of wires and cable and carpet and pews and lights. God is coming back for a church. The Bible says without spot or wrinkle. In John 3:6, it says, Jesus says, except a man, a woman, except he be born again, he can't even see the kingdom of God. And you got people right now that can't even see the kingdom of God, but they're trying to tell you how to build and run God's house. But that dog won't hunt here. Can I get a witness? See, God is coming back. The born-again believers. Ephesians 5:27 says, and when you get the chance, you can look it up in your Bibles. It says that when Jesus is coming back for a church to present himself, and he wants the church to be in all of its glory without spot or wrinkle. Ephesians 5:27. Matthew 7:13, Jesus commands believers to enter in at the straight gate. Let me hear you say straight gate. Mm-hmm. And he says, for wide is the gate that leadeth, broad is the way that leadeth to destruction. And many, let me hear you say many, many there be which go in thereat. He goes on to say, but straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and there be few there that find it. Now, we have a few in here this morning. How many of you going to know that you're going to go to heaven when you die? Huh? How many of you know what it takes to get to heaven when you die? I already told you, you must be born again. All things pass away. All things become. We walk by faith and not by sight. Can I get a witness? Come on, tell somebody, I don't want my living to be in vain. Romans 1 and 25. And when you get a chance, you read that. It was talking about those who had changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creation more than the Creator, in whom which we are to give praise. The rocks are crying. The mountains can praise God. The trees can praise God. All of God's creation has a way to give him glory and praise. What about you? I don't want my living to be in vain. Come on, talk back to me and say, I don't want my living. I can't speak for yours and yours and yours and yours and her, but I can talk about mine and you can talk about yours. And let me hear you say it again. I don't want my living to be in vain. Because except God builds the house, except God builds your house, I'm not talking about your address. I'm talking about your house on the inside. If God builds it, living is in vain. It's useless. Just be here for a little while, just like a vapor, just like smoke. It'll be here for a while, then it'll dissipate and it's gone. But I tell you what, the church has the power to change the world. That's the way it's supposed to be. But now the world thinks it has the power to change the church. But it was never intended that way. Because except God build the house, if God build it, let me tell you something, you know, it said God build. Did it say billionaires build? Who did it say build the house? How about movie stars? How about movie stars? But who? How about politicians? How about the rappers? How about the hip-hoppers? You can hip-hop your way in the club, but you ain't gonna never be able to hip-hop your way all the way to heaven. As a matter of fact, you're not gonna hip-hop too long in the club. Because a man named Arthur and a woman named Ryder sooner or later going to sit you down. How you going to hip-hop and you can't even move that old knee? How you going to hip-hop and you can't twist that hip? Just keep on living, and I tell you, sooner or later, we're going to find out that this house is not going to stay young. It's going to get old. But David said, I once was young, but now I'm old. And I've seen the righteous forsaken or see begging bread. I put my trust in God. I know who I am. I know what I am. Because God told me I'm one of his when I accepted him. Can I get a witness? Except God build the house, they that labor, they labor in vain. The church is a spiritual organization. That's what some think it is. The church is a spiritual organism, and not a culturally, freshly built organization. The church is, is an organism. Come together, harmoniously by the work of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And if you don't have those three, you go ahead on and call five on your side, but I tell you where you're going to end up. Can I get a witness? Since COVID-19, the church attendance has gone down. God is bringing us back. Thank God, if you call some name, they wouldn't be able to answer today. God bless their soul. But thank God, in spite of COVID-19, we are still here today. Now, there's a reason for that. God is giving you time to make sure you can get your house in order. Can I get a witness? We come to church. You know, you only have to come to church through this time of COVID. But if you come back to church consistently, I believe for 4 to 6 weeks, it won't take you long to get back in that habit that you had when you used to come to church every Sunday and praise the Lord. You don't want to be called a pandemic Christian. You want to get your house in order, enter his gate with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And be that consistent, faithful Christian. Can I get a witness? Peter said that always, 3:15, always be prepared to give an answer. If anyone asks you to give them the reason for the hope that you have in Christ, I don't want our living to be in vain. Tell somebody, may the life I live speak for me. May the service I give speak for me. I'm working on a building, a true foundation. I'm working on the bloodstained banner for my Lord. How many of you can say, I'm working on a building? Come on, let me hear you say, I'm working on my building. You may talk about me. You may put me down. You may call me everything but a child of God. Yes, I may make mistakes. Yes, I may get things wrong. But I'm working on my building, on the bloodstained banner for my Lord. Did you hear me praying? I'm working on my building. When you see me singing, I'm working on my building. When you see me crying, I'm working on my building. When I get tired, I'm working on my building. I'm going to work on the building because I'm going to heaven to get my reward. Jesus said, everyone who hears my words, everyone that hears my words and puts them into practice are like wise people who build their house on a rock. Can you say, yeah? And that rock is Jesus. Who is the rock? In time like these, we need a rock. In time like these, we need a savior. In time like these, we need an anchor. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He will never leave you nor forsake you, even until the end of the world. That's why my hope. Let me hear you say, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and his righteousness. I don't want my living. I don't want your living. Build your house on a rock. Build your house on some solid. Build your house where you can make a stand. Build your house on a rock. Because if God don't build the house, you're living in your name.
That
we want, the desire, the There be one.
I pray
in the God. Accept the Lord Jesus.
If I fasting
yes, you did. You come. Accept the Lord Christ into your life. I had to do it. Many here had to do it. Oh, what a difference. Oh, what a difference. It all depends on if you just, if you want to go to heaven when you die. Hell is nothing but a change of action. But what you believe is going to depend on what neighborhood you're going to live in. Some going to choose smoking. Some going to choose non-smoking. What is your choice today? I mean, it's the redeemed, redeemed of the Lord, let me hear you say so. Say amen. Let the redeemed of the Lord say amen. Glory to God. We want to go to heaven with you, God. You must admit that you are a sinner. Believe that Jesus died and God raised him from the dead. Confess your sin to him. He died for everybody. We have a right to the tree of life. If you believe that, God will save your soul. And you can spend eternity with him. No more bills, no more sorrow, no more pain. You don't have to worry about life, a life here, because Jesus will be the life. Oh, what a glorious day that we are living for. That we are joining the doors of this church of hope. Is that being one? Candidate for baptism, Christian experience, watch for, school members, if there be a joint, the doors of the church are open. Any of your desires, think of prayer, just raise your hand wherever you are. Heavenly Father, you have seen peace, you have heard cries, and Lord, we know that there's nothing too hard for you. We know that you can turn every situation around. You may not come when we want, but we know you always don't. And Lord, we put all our trust, all of our hope in you. My Lord, help us, Lord. Help us as we come through these turbulent times. Help us as we come through these dangerous times. Help us as we come through these unruly times. But God, we know that you are right by our side. And we can depend on you. Some may have a financial situation. We know you can work it out. Some may have a sickness or disease. We know that you can work it out. Somebody needs a special healing. For a loved one or a child, protect our children in the schools. Cover them under your blood. Help us, Lord, to grow. Help this church to be like that city up on top of a hill that cannot be healed. Help us to continue to stand on righteousness, truth, and conviction. This is our prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' sweet name we pray. Let everybody say amen. You can remain. Uplifted hands. One more time.
Lincoln Park Holiness Church is about loving people and helping community. Our main objective is winning souls. You are welcome to partner with us or help sponsor this ministry and broadcast with a donation. Please visit our website at lincolnparkchurch.com and click the Let's Give tab at the top of the screen. Feel free to leave comments. You can also download the Givelify app on your mobile phone and look for Lincoln Park Church. Cash App, #, Lincoln Park CRF. We are located at 13 Heath Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. God bless you, and we look forward to you joining us next week on NFI Radio and Catch the Wave from the number one radio station reaching the world with gospel music and preaching.
bringing you the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo. Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
Gonna be with you always, but when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process, because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
How many believe he can move in again? Whatever you need from the Lord, I want you to press down and help your partner get his blessing. I want you to say three words. I want you to press down and say, right now, Jesus. Come on, say it till you feel it in your soul. Right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Say, right now, Jesus. Right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I stand before you and tell you this.
be storming, but I'll keep on smiling. Ain't gonna worry about nothing, cause the sun is gonna shine. Now you may be wondering, what am I saying? It's gonna be alright. Here's the reason.
With the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Love the music. Best music.
Storehouse.
cup runs on. My cup runs on. Over and over. I receive every blessing you have for me. For my good friend who sits high and pours out blessings. Things that the world can't get and the world can't take it away. You make me rich. Ah, you make me rich. Oh God, you're the lifter of my head. Helping me see. Now I can receive more joy, joy, more peace. Grace and unmerited favor.
I have so much I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow. I have so much I can never give it all away. I'm living in the overflow.
I have so much I can never give it all away. I am living in the overflow. We'll simply pray. All I need is a touch from you. Things you do, take the wrong in my life and make it right. Giving me all I need, Lord Jesus, is a touch from you, from my Master and King. All I need. The touch from you. Oh God. Oh God. Lord, I'm standing in the need of prayer. When I come, Lord, I know you're there.
Put your healing hand on me.
Touch
every one of my sins, every one of my sins will be washed away.
Thank you. just wanna speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus.
Jesus, for my family, I speak the holy name.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours, it will be ours. Oh, one day, when the war is won, we will be sure.
The heavens, no man, no weapon formed against, yes, glory is destined. Everyday women and men become legends. Sins that go against our skin become blessings. The movement is a rhythm to us. Freedom is like religion to us. Justice is juxtaposition in us. Justice for all just ain't specific enough. One son died, his spirit is revisiting us. True and living, living in us. Resistance is us. That's why Rosa sat on the bus. That's why we walk through Ferguson with our hands up. When it goes down, we woman and man up. They say stay down, and we stand up. Shots be on the ground, the camera panned up. King pointed to the mountaintop, and we ran up.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh, no. Oh,
glory, glory.
Now the war is not over. Victory isn't won. But we'll fight on till the finish. And then when it's all done, we'll cry glory. Oh, glory. Oh,
oh. Selma is now. For every man, woman, and child. Even Jesus got his crown in front of a crowd. They march with the torch, we gon' run with it now. Never look back, we done gone hundreds of miles. From dark roads, heroes, to become a hero. Facing the League of Justice, his power was the people. Enemy is lethal, a king became regal. Saw the face of Jim Crow under a bald ego. No one can win a war individually. It takes the wisdom of the elders and young people's energy. Welcome to the story we call victory, the coming of the Lord. My eyes have seen the glory.
One day, when the glory comes, it will be ours. It will be ours. Oh,
glory.
Oh,
thank you.
Romans, the 8th chapter, verse number 28, declares that all things work together for the good of them who love God and to them that are called according to his purpose. Tonight, we got a simple message for you. Come on, ECC, say it.
Everything works together.
Everything.
Everything works together.
No matter what it is. Say it again. It may not feel good, but it's working together for my good. We want to encourage you that everything has a mission to work for your good. That what the devil meant for your evil, God's going to turn around and he's going to work it out for your good. Come on, let's say it again.
Everything.
It has a purpose behind it. It's working for your good. You gotta know that God has a plan, a purpose, and a promise over your life. And that purpose is to work together for the good. Come on, come on, help God here.
He's growing me, building me,
he knows.
the very best in contemporary music.
Check it out now. With the flow, here we go, yo.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Traditional music.
I'm just waiting on Jesus.
All with real Christian.
And the Word of God.
You know, you get you some good friends and you hope they're going to be with you always. But when you get in trouble, you can't find them. It's part of the process. Because God trying to cut folk that always pulling from you but never give back to you.
It's all live right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Well, you know I'm all right now,
right now. All right now.
Yes, I am.
All right
I'm all right now.
All right now.
Since I lifted up with Jesus,
all right now.
You know I'm all right now.
All right now.
He taught me how to walk,
right,
and he taught me
right
how to talk.
Right,
but I lifted up with Jesus.
Right,
you know I'm all right
now.
And then once I was a stranger,
right,
I was burned
right,
down in sin.
Right,
but the Savior came unto me,
right,
said,
come on.
I've been crying since I trusted Jesus. Then I'm all right now. Oh, you know I'm all right now. Yes, I am. I'm all right now. Since I trusted up to Jesus. You know I'm all right now. And he taught me how to walk. To me, he says, I am the truth and the life. If you'll take me by my hand, you'll pull me home, then out of the promised land.
Right now.
Jesus didn't die, how would I live without him in my life? And where would I go without him at my side? Who would wipe away these tears when I cry? That's why everybody knows God lives in me. In my life it shows God lives in me. If loving him is wrong, then I don't wanna be right. And it's about that time you let him into your life. Tell me who can change your mind, who can make it right, who can turn your rainy days into sunshine, who picks up the pieces when you threw it all away. God did it, God did it. Let me tell you what happens when you let it go.
Oh, bless. You can talk about me, but I ain't gonna let nobody, I ain't gonna let nobody stop me. Oh, hallelujah, I shall not be.
I just wanna thank you, Lord. I
thank you for keeping me.
Lord, you wrap your arms around me, kept me so safe and warm, Lord. I
thank you for keeping me.
Yes, sir. Can I say this? When all my bills were due, somehow you brought me through. Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
And a lot of y'all can feel me when I say this. When my money, it was funny, and my change was strange, Lord, I
thank you for keeping me.
That's why. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, Lord, yeah.
happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation. Five score years ago, a great American in whose symbolic shadow we stand today signed the Emancipation Proclamation. This momentous decree came as a great beacon light of hope to millions of Negro slaves who had been seared in the flames of withering injustice. It came as a joyous daybreak to end the long night of their captivity. But 100 years later, the Negro still is not free. There are those who are asking the devotees of civil rights, when will you be satisfied? We can never be satisfied as long as the Negro is the victim of the unspeakable horrors of police brutality. We can never be satisfied as long as our children are stripped of their selfhood and robbed of their dignity by signs stating for whites only. No, we are not satisfied, and we will not be satisfied until justice rolls down like waters and righteousness like a mighty stream.
Come here. because of all you've done for me. For your grace and mercy, oh Lord, because of all the many, many, many times that you protected me and you spared for the choices that I made and the plenty of mistakes and for the debt that you paid and did not have to do for me. But I'm striving every day. Oh, oh, but sometimes it seems like trials come on every side, and so many hills and mountains I have to climb. And I believe, Lord, you heal with me through all my ups, all my downs, Lord. I can depend on you. That is why I love you. I love you so much. You remain the same.
You always
bless
me.
More than enough.
You remain.
Early in the morning, late in the midnight hour. More than enough. I'm glad about it.
More than enough.
Mm, you
always
more than enough. Sometimes money gets fun.
You
always make a way. Friends sometimes get few, but I don't let that bother me. You told me you'd be my friend. And sometimes I can't see my way through. Look at you stepping in right on time. You may not come when I want you, Jesus. You let me drive me.
More than enough.
Oh,
You know, out of all the wrong we do, God is merciful enough and kind enough to give us another chance to get ourselves together. And Lord, I'm asking you right now to give me
one more chance, dear Lord. One more chance, yes. Just get myself together. Because I know you will see me through.